Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Steve Price. He is with the USU Extension. We're going to talk about, you know, getting ready for fall. It's here. So what are some of the things that we need to worry about, like with fruit trees and even putting our lawns to sleep for the wintertime? Steve, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with fruit trees right now. There are some fruit trees that should be already put to bed for the winter, correct?
Yeah, so most people have probably finished up their peaches, their peach harvest by now. Maybe there's a few stragglers. Most of that's done. Mostly what I'm getting calls about is a little bit with pears and autumn apples.
And so what are some of the calls as far as like with your pears and the apples that you're getting? Is it time now to pull them? When's the best time to take them? Is it those kinds of things?
Yeah, definitely. So a lot of times we think about fruit staying on the tree till it's ripe and we want to eat it. Particularly for pears, this is a little bit different. So you want to be harvesting your pears when those are fully formed. They're mature, but they're not quite ripe. So really, you want them to have some firmness. A good way to check is the flesh will be that creamy white color. They'll be turning from kind of that grass green to the lighter green look. And the seeds will also be a dark brown. If you leave them on the tree until they're fully ripe, they're not going to have the best flavor and the quality is going to be diminished. So let them stay until they're still firm and then go ahead and harvest those. They should separate really easy from the fruiting spur. You should just have to lift up a little bit on that fruit and it should pop quick. And then actually, if you're trying to get them ready for canning, if you bring them inside, store them in a covered box, that'll help get them all kind of ready for processing all at the same time.
Okay. And then on autumn apples, what are some of the autumn apples that grow around here that people are questioning about?
So that's our standard varieties. You know, a lot of the Galas, Golden Delicious, things like that. So really the secret to harvesting these to where they're going to last the longest is look for the color. So the background color is going to be less of a straight green, and it's going to start turning a little bit of a yellowish green. They're also the seed color is going to change to that nice dark chestnut brown we like to see, or that close to black color. The best way to tell is take one off the tree, bite into it, and see. You should be able to taste that conversion from starch to sugar. Mm. And that's going to tell you when your prime time. A lot of time, there's an old wives' tale about leaving them on the tree until they're frosted, and that can actually damage your fruit quality and make them a little bit less easily stored. So don't do that. Check them. And then when you're ready to harvest, again, they should separate from the fruit spur real easy. Just a lift and a little twist, they should pop. And try to keep those stems on there. They're going to store better with those stems if they're left on. Some varieties like Golden Delicious that have a long stem, you kind of have to help grab those and lift them as you pull. But keep the stems on there. That'll help keep them going for you.
Okay, so we've got the fruit trees out of the way. Now it's time to talk about lawns, because you're saying that in some aspects your lawns are pretty well ready to go. You're just going to have to do a few things for them for the wintertime, correct?
Yeah. For most of us, if we have bare patches, we should probably have those overseeded by now, if that's what we're trying to do. A good practice is a fall fertilization. Your fall fertilization for most homeowners is going to be probably your most important. So getting down the correct amount of high nitrogen fertilizer now is really going to help. That nitrogen is going to help get that plant ready for winter. And so you're also going to experience healthier, denser growth in spring. And it's also going to wake up a little bit faster for you, breaking dormancy. So give you a nice early spring green.
And we also talked a little about the perennial weeds that show up in your grass, like your crabgrass and your dandelions and stuff like that. Is there anything you can do for them right now this time of year?
Yeah, so perennial weeds, so these might be dandelions, bindweed, like you said, is another one, or what we call morning glory. Those are actually best controlled with an herbicide, and actually now's a great time to treat because those plants are trying to go into dormancy. So by treating with an herbicide now, you're actually getting that herbicide to drop down into the roots and kill that whole plant. So the next 3 weeks or so are going to be prime time to take control of those and make sure they're not setting seed for next year.
All right. So that covers pretty much everything, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I think we got it all. We were just going to talk about it for just a bit because I'm going to have you in a little bit closer to the date. Coming up in late October, you've got an event that's coming up. Let's talk about that for just a sec.
Yeah. So we have a service learning project for youth groups that will be on the Price River Trail. This is actually sponsored by the Skyline Cooperative Weed Management Area. We're going to be doing some Russian olive and tamarisk treatments to remove invasive species, and they're going to be kind of doing that end of things. And then we're going to come back, and we're inviting youth to come learn about our aquatic ecosystem and the role Price River plays in natural resources management. And we're going to plant some native perennials, increase some habitat in there for wildlife.
Okay, so that'll be coming up the end of October. And once again, we'll have you in a little later when it gets closer. And we'll get all the information out to the people. All right, Steve, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.